What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
I like your serape that you're wearing it today. Well done, well timed, as we are recording on Cinco de Mayo. So
yes,
thank you for joining us. Also, not with a serape today, but still looking lovely, our good friend Shelley Ferris is with us as well. Shelley, good to see you
good morning, from Nations Lending. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody.
Thank you. Could you please get your NMLS number out,
yes,
please?
Yes, mine is 367-826 and Nations Lending 32416.
All right. So how are things looking out there, Mimi? What do we got going on?
Well, I'm going to let Miss Shelley give us her market update first.
Okay.
Because it's a little more interesting.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So I think it's interesting, but hopefully everybody else, I don't put you all asleep out there. But so this week was a big financial week as far as information and news and such that came out. So the ADP report came out on Thursday. ADP is a employment.
Payroll. Yes.
Yep, payroll. Thank you. Payroll account. And then the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, BLS report came out on Friday. Before that was earnings, which was also interesting.
Right.
Kentucky Fried Chicken came in, McDonald's, Starbucks.
Yes.
Like, not good.
Right.
Like, people are pulling back. Gee, $18 Happy Meal ain't your thing?
You know what I thought was interesting? I read an article that was saying that people were, like, going to more sit-down restaurants because fast food wasn't as economical as it was.
Isn't that interesting?
I thought that was very interesting, too, that they're like, I might as well go sit down at an Applebee's if I'm going to pay $10 for a burger. I'm like,
exactly.
Good to know, though. Yep. So, hey. Moving that money around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I took the kids to a Mexican restaurant, and it was cheaper than going through drive-thru. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. I mean, so you go and you sit down at one of these fast food places, and I wonder how many people, like, go,
I'm out
of here.
They say, I'm out. Yeah. I mean, when they're driving through.
No, I mean, when you walk in.
Yeah, and look at the prices.
Do people walk in anymore?
Yeah, mostly.
A few people walk in.
Some people.
We go through and then they ask me, are you using the app? And I should.
Oh, yes.
I go often enough, I should just use the app.
You can get more ketchup when you walk in.
Yeah.
Yes, for your
fries. Is that how you're collecting? Is you're collecting your ketchup package?
No, I just, you know, you got to dip and all that.
We are anti-ketchup household.
You are.
I don't ketchup, and neither does my son.
You're kidding.
Why? Neither of us ketchup. We don't like it.
Oh,
it's just sweet.
Shocking.
Yeah, it's just sweet moistness on my food. I don't enjoy it.
Interesting.
We'll mustard a bit. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
We don't ketchup in our house. Like, I legitimately, I order things without ketchup.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that. I'm not even kidding you. Never, ever.
Right.
But you like tomatoes.
I like tomatoes, yeah. Mm. I love tomatoes. But ketchup is ruined tomatoes with sugar in it.
So what did you just call it? Ketchup is...
It's just sugary moistness. I don't enjoy it at all. I legitimately,
that's awesome.
They accidentally put it on his burger every once in a while. I have to wipe it off.
Oh, Ellie, we got to get a sounder with that right there.
Just I do not.
Catch it.
Say
it
again
so she can get it.
Just moist
sugary moistness.
Sugary moistness.
I'm not making that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to ever hear that again.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Now you're going to, every time you look at ketchup, you're going to go,
that's funny.
Blick.
I love ketchup.
We're not a sauce family. Like, okay. we're not a sauce family. I know there's a very polarizing thing about it. You're like, but neither of us are like, don't make my stuff all goopy
that
and
is
weird.
So funny.
What else don't you like with tomatoes?
Yeah.
I'll eat tomatoes.
Yeah.
I don't eat mayonnaise. I'm not a big gravy person.
You like it dry?
Yeah,
dry.
I like it. Like, okay, let's use chicken wings because we can do that.
Okay.
Are you a wet chicken wing person or a dry rub chicken wing person?
Well, I like the dry rub, but I like this. Let's dip it in the
dip it in?
Well, I'm so boring, but I eat the same thing almost every time, the garlicky one, the traditional.
And so I'm one of those people that when they asked me, I looked over at my friend. We literally were at a place last night and ordered chicken wings. And I deferred to him because I'm like, I'm not going to dip. So you go ahead and pick the dip. So he picked the honey mustard because I didn't care.
I'm going to write a song, I swear.
I don't like the dip. You got to think, I don't. I like dry food. I want it seasoned appropriately.
Sugary moistness.
I want it to be.
You don't want it bland.
I don't want it bland. I want it seasoned appropriately. I want it cooked well so that the juices are savory and all of that stuff.
So
and the skin is crispy. And then I open it up and I'm like, look at the flavor bursting out of this and all that stuff. If I have to cover it in a sauce, then you cooked it poorly.
Okay.
And so, like, I just buy food I like to eat.
That is so
and it
funny.
Doesn't need to have a bunch of stuff. Like, that's probably why I don't like, I like baked potatoes, but I don't like mashed potatoes because it's all about the putting the gravy on it.
You are from the South and you don't like mashed potatoes?
I liked my grandma's, but it didn't, I don't like the gravy. And she was good at gravy.
Yeah,
and I still
girl.
Was like, I like just enough.
I want to see your
I want
ID.
Just, I, here's what I like. If you get a, and we're going to get back to houses, everybody. I like,
maybe.
You know how my mashed potatoes look? There's a mound of mashed potatoes with like a little indent.
Yeah.
And that's how much gravy I want.
Okay.
Is I want just the indent.
Like
if you cover it, like
gross.
So it's just a little bit so that I can get the flavor of the gravy throughout the mashed potatoes. But if you douse my, and the plate's covered.
No good.
I don't like biscuits and gravy because it's doused.
Oh!
I don't like it's
now
doused.
You're just insulting me.
But I'll eat the biscuits.
Listen, girl. This is the day after the Derby. And
make a better biscuit. Make a better biscuit. That's all I'm saying. If your biscuit's so dry, if I got to get a scone, I have to dip it in something to eat it, it's too dry.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But you can't be hating on gravy.
Yeah, honestly.
Not no.
All the gravy. I'm into all the gravy.
Yeah. I mean,
see,
seriously. You're going to get hate mail over that.
They are. And they're like, but you know why I'm not going to get hate mail? Anybody listening is like, we
already
thought.
Nobody from here likes it either.
There are lots of people here like, they love their ranch and covered everything.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm talking about gravy.
Yeah, but here's what they're going to say. We already knew Miss Shannon was odd. So nobody's going to be like, Shannon just doubled down on her oddness.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
you're
I know
not odd.
I
did see the cutest saber video of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, very cute.
Yes, because yesterday was May the 4th, so May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
It was Star Wars Day.
Yes.
So I had a picture of me with my lightsaber hanging out with El King.
Yeah.
That's a nice throwback video.
Yes.
Yes, and yesterday was the Derby.
Yes.
Yes, nobody celebrates here.
No. But the Derby, but congratulations on the underdog winning. I know that it was a big deal that the person, the horse that ran away with it, and their rider was their
nose.
And their jockey.
Yes, yes. Mystic Dan is who you're talking about.
Yes.
And I love a long shot winning, absolutely, but I didn't have any money on that one.
Yeah.
My horse was Catching Freedom.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's
I
a
like
good
that.
Name.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Yes. And I always like the gray horses.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a methodology.
That's what my husband always said.
Yeah, and when I'm there, you have to watch to see which one relieves itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're lighter.
Look at you. I didn't know there was derby math based upon whether
there's way more to this than I thought.
See, now I know. Yeah, I'm going to watch you. I'm like, you.
It's kind of like financing.
You're going to be swifter because you're not all water weighted down. Good
Yeah, there you go.
But isn't that all
of
us in life? That's all of us in life. We just move faster after we've relieved ourselves.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right. I don't even know.
Welcome to the Red Hot Real Estate
what
Show.
What I'm doing anymore.
Ellie's like, how did we get here?
Yes. How did we get here?
Certainly interesting.
And, you know, so many holidays and things to celebrate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're doing what today in celebration of Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, I'm making tequila lime chicken.
Nice. Yum. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
There it is.
We're doing the enchiladas at my house, the enchiladas and the,
Well, I thought tamales maybe, but
you know, I would like to make tamales, but that is very time consuming. I don't have time to do that right well. So, no.
You're just sitting around, just doing nothing.
Is that
twiddling
what you think?
Your thumbs.
Yeah, that's exactly.
No time for tamales. What in the world?
That's what I'm doing, right.
Yeah,
right now,
bored.
You know, both of you know me too well to think that, April and May is when Miss Shannon's just sitting around.
Yeah.
She's got cough drops, popping all kinds of stuff. She's
talking all the time.
I'm just going to put a plug out for you. If anybody needs a wonderful speaker.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate
Shannon.
That. Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
And you can invite me too. I'd like to go.
Yes.
they're enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you? So let's finish your
market
update.
We didn't really talk much more about that. But
First of all, let me interrupt you, Ms. Shelley.
Yes.
Tell everybody, this is the most exciting of all of the news. What rates are doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to formally announce rates are coming down. Yay!
Yes, finally. And why? Because of kind of what we started off this little train that we derailed here. But the economic news that's coming out is not good, and this is what we need. Sadly, yes. This is what we need to do, is to break the economy in order for things to get better, and that is sad.
Right.
But they only have a few tools for them to be able to use, and that's one of them.
So right.
Is increasing interest rates to squish the inflation. So it squishes your needs and your wants and your desires for things because they're too expensive, and that's how we got off on the tangent of
yes.
McDonald's and KFC and Starbucks.
Yes.
But the Bureau of Labor and Statistics came out and reported that there were only 175,000 jobs created in April, which was down by 22,000 from what they thought it was going to be. And that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge, big difference. And the fact that it's just lower and not even just 1,000 more or what they expected made the markets go, yay, okay, it is starting to work. The feds are going to start to get on board here, and they are going to lower interest rates for us. And that's going to really make a mark. Just having this happen, though, already made a mark on interest rates because it's the market expecting what's going to happen.
Wonderful. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to finally get to the bottom of this, what rates are going to look like this week. And we're going to talk about a little bit about downsizing and getting ready for your lake home.
We also would love for you to be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available as a podcast. You can get this episode and previous episodes if you check out our website, mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword Red Hot. Also, a wonderful day if you would like to get your voice into the room. If you've been sitting on any real estate or mortgage-related questions, this is a great time to call. That number is 651-641-1071.
Okay, Shelley.
Okay.
We are all standing by with bated breath to understand what the interest rate picture looks like for this coming week.
Okay. So earlier this week and late the week prior, rates really climbed, really, really climbed. There was yucky business numbers that came out and the market reacted accordingly, and they were afraid of what the feds were going to do. And then the feds came out on Wednesday, kind of explained it a little bit more and kind of calm the markets a little bit. At the end of the week, we were about 0.375% better in interest rate than we were in the beginning of the week. So putting numbers to it, we were about 7.5, 7.625 earlier in the week. And we're much closer now to 7.25, 7%. I expect to see sixes in the next week or two. So not 6% even, 6.0, but like 6.875, 6.99, 6.75. I expect to see that. And then you'll be able to buy down from there.
Cool.
Even lower. So that's what I think is coming. That,
yes.
Because it appears that that's what's laying out. These ugly numbers from the BLS and from ADP, that's only going to feed this message. And then I believe that as the numbers come out, they're going to reinforce that.
Okay, so we haven't really talked about what buying power is for a while, and with regard to interest rates. And so if the interest rate comes down 1 point, that gives you 11% additional buying power. That's significant, you guys. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important to watch the rates. And if there's movement like this and you've been sitting on the fence thinking, well, you know, it's kind of been bouncing between 7.5 and 8 for a while.
Right.
And so now to hear that it's closer to 7 and maybe 6 and something, that's really significant, you guys, because if you are buying a $400,000 house and you saved 1% in interest, that's $44,000 off the price of the home. Otherwise, you're really looking at purchasing for $356.
Right. That's the 11% you're talking about.
Exactly.
That's that math right there. So a $400,000 house, $44,000, good grief, you guys, at $7 a thousand. I mean, quick math in my head, you're talking about saving about $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge.
It's really huge. And then you continue to watch it, and hopefully, we're all hoping that the interest rates will continue to go down, and then that gives everybody a lot more buying power. But what I am going to say is, if you are a fence sitter and you're just going to try to time it, I don't agree with that philosophy at all, because what's going to happen is if you wait until it gets to that magic number, whatever that happens to be, and everybody is going to jump into the pool. It's going to be a very crowded beach.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you have a little bit more leverage with sellers. We are seeing that homes are on the market for just a little bit longer than they have been in previous years. We're up close to 60 days. Why is that? Well, a lot more homes are coming on the market. We've got 1.9 months of inventory right now in the cities, which is great. We're happy to have it. But what I also have read is that it could be that some sellers have just wanted to price their home at the very peak.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't really trying to get underneath the radar. They're just trying to be right above the radar.
Mm-hmm. Right. So,
yep, I can see that.
So as we're continuing to discuss just numbers and buying power, that might be a good time for us to go ahead and go to the calls, go to the phones. We do have a caller and we appreciate their patience. Reminding everybody else, you can call us at 651-641-1071. So Dawn, so you have something regarding something that you're paying the property taxes on and you want to talk to our experts about it, right, Dawn?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
We are great.
Good, good. I don't know if you guys can answer this question or not, or maybe I need to go elsewhere, but my father, okay, I'm older. I'm 76 years old. My dad bought property in Florida in like the 1970s, and they have never, ever really done anything with this property. They haven't built or anything. So it was one of those things where you go to a party and, you know, anyway, now it comes in the name of our family with then the blankety blank family trust. Now I would like to sell this. Do I need to get that title off there to the blankety blank family trust, or can I just go about doing it anyway? There is no trust anymore. The trust is dissolved years and years ago, and my mother never did anything about it. She probably at the time should have changed it to her name.
Well, I think, Dawn, that's a great question. When we have people that have a property that's titled in the name of the trust, what we typically need is a copy of the trust. The title company is going to need that. If you don't have it, if it's defunct, then the title company will tell you exactly what is needed. And it may involve needing to get some real estate attorney work done. But it's going to be specific to Florida. Now, if you don't have a good realtor in Florida, we can help you. We have relationships with excellent realtors in Florida that can help you. If you'd like to leave your information with our producer, we can connect you with somebody this week if that would be helpful.
Okay, yeah, I left all my information with her already.
Oh, perfect. Okay, perfect.
She took my email and my cell phone, so you can text or email
okay.
or call, whichever.
Okay, can I just ask you real quick, which city is it in?
It's in, down by Sebring. It's Highlands County.
Florida. Okay, perfect. Okay, that sounds great, Dawn. We'll get in touch with you with some names.
Thank you. Any help is appreciated.
You betcha,
Dawn.
You
all
betcha.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So if you have an estate where you've done all of the nice legwork with your estate planning and you've got a trust, when you sell a trust, you're going to need a copy of the trust documents in Minnesota. So that's to answer it if that property were to be located here.
Okay.
Shelley, were we finished with your market update?
Oh, I suppose we were. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, in summary, we need to break the economy.
Okay.
And P.S., it's broken. So
okay.
We just need the
numbers. We're heading that direction.
We need the numbers to reflect it. So,
Okay, folks. So at the end of the day, we really encourage you, if you're thinking about real estate, to go ahead and apply and see what you need to have done. Because, Ms. Shannon, like you're talking about one of your friends
mm-hmm.
who's just kind of been on the fence.
Yes.
And they want to, but they think it's maybe too much
yes.
to do. And so, Shelley, how do they apply on your website? So simple.
It's so simple. You just go to shelleyfarris.net. That's shelleyfarris.net. And you click apply now. And then down at the bottom where it says realtor information, put in their Red Hot Real Estate so that mm-hmm. we know where we heard from you. It's the simplest application, guys. It's 10 minutes. It's at the most, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's easy peasy lemon squeezy. So don't let that that hold you up? That's all you have to do is spend that 10 minutes, and then you'll get the experts to swoop in and help you get there.
Right, because there might be some things you need to do, but this will be the proper order of the things you need to work on to actually get you towards the goal.
Absolutely, and you don't want to wait until rates drop, because then you are just running to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
For all the people who've already done the work, and they're out there looking at the 1.9 months of inventory that we have.
Right, so we appreciate you calling. You can also be part of the show, just like Dawn. That number is 651-641-1071. Be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I am Ms. Shannon, here with my good friend Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also, our great friend Shelly Ferris from Nations Lending. Love for you to also get your voice into the room. You can call us at 651-641-1071. Again, that's 651-641-1071.
Okay. I just would like to remind everybody, if you are thinking about looking at property, or if you're thinking that you have a house that you would like to kind of see what's going on in the neighborhood, we encourage you to visit our site, viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. There you can look at property, you can save property, you can make appointments, you can ask questions, all of that completely free, no obligation, and that's viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. All right, Ms. Shelley, you and I both have clients that dream. And sometimes they dream forever, and sometimes they execute.
Yes.
On the dream of moving to a waterfront property, whether that's here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. or whether that's like Dawn and moving to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And that's my dream.
Yeah, right.
Personally.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so you have a story of one of your clients that maybe... had 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Can you tell the story?
Yes, I can. So this story is about Dave and Nancy, and we've changed the names to protect the innocent. And so Dave and Nancy have a problem because Dave is a little bit older than Nancy, about 8 years older than she is. And he is ready to retire and move to the lake. They have a lake property and they have a house, a quite sizable home in the northern Twin Cities communities. And They wanted to know, what do we do? My wife's not ready to retire. I think we just need to buy a townhome so she can live there, and I'll be at the lake and retired, and then we'll sell our house. But how can we do that? What are the steps, Shelley? How can we get there? And so we've had a few meetings and a few conversations about it, and I don't think they're alone. I feel like there are more people out there that just are like grasping at this, like you called it, Mimi, the dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
There is so much to go into selling a home.
Right.
It is not for the faint of heart. And that's why we have job security as
a
realtor.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And for you, too.
Right.
But in all seriousness, it is not an easy process for anyone who sold a house. I know for me personally, it took a lot longer than I expected it to. And it really depends on what your expectations are and how you, as an owner, how you want to present yourself to the market.
Right.
Because then you price your house accordingly.
Right.
So if you want it to be perfect, it would be a certain price. If you want it to be middle of the line, it's a certain way. Or if you want it to be bottom barrel or investor friendly, mm-hmm. that's a different price as well. And so there are choices.
Interesting. Yes.
And so I think for most people, they hope that they can do nothing and sell it for top dollar.
Right.
Okay, but there's a someplace in the middle that you need to meet.
Right.
Now, let's talk it through, because I personally don't know your clients, Dave and Nancy.
Right, yes.
But I have known many people like Dave
and
Nancy.
Yes, indeed, yes. Many Daves, many Nancys out there. Right.
Have you seen their home?
Yes.
Okay. Describe it to me.
So it's a large home on acreage. It's got a couple of pole buildings mm-hmm. that are stacked full of stuff. The house is full of stuff. They've lived there for many, many years. They've raised children there. So, you know, there's some wear and tear, but for the most part, he keeps the lawn really nice. The landscaping's really nice. It's in a great location as far as access to major thoroughfares and things of that nature. I think it's a very desirable home. I think that he'll get good money for it. But his thought process was, it's full.
Yeah.
And what do I do with all this stuff?
Okay.
And so, you know, he was thinking that let's just buy the townhome. And that way we're already moved. Now I can get rid of this stuff and get the house ready for sale. And I think that would be ideal. But you also have to think about all the money that's going to be going out every month while mm-hmm. you're doing this.
Yes. And so the thing that I think that hangs people up the most about the downsizing, just even getting your mind wrapped around what that's going to look like, is the conversations that I have with people is, my kids don't want any of it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to take it. I can't bear to throw it away because my grandfather or my grandmother made it. I inherited it. My grandparents gave it to me, and it's sentimental.
Yes. Everything's sentimental.
Everything yep. is.
And so it's a conundrum. There's no question about it. It's a conundrum. But what you have to figure out is, you need to begin to divorce yourself from the current house that you're in. You need to say, okay, this is not a home anymore. It's a
property.
It's a property. And it's got four walls and maybe some outbuildings. And you need to begin in a space, one space. Pick a space in the house and then start there. And then I would say, if it's like the property that you have described and they've got pole buildings and that mm-hmm. they're full, mm-hmm. I would assume of equipment or mm. also other things.
He's a car collector.
Yeah.
So he's got cars in various...
And does he plan to keep the cars?
Well, I think he'd like to, but I think he's also realistic enough to realize that if my goal is to move to the lake...
Do you want to collect a lake view
exactly.
or more cars?
I don't have the space at the lake.
Yes.
Or I might have some space at the lake, but do I want to fill it all with this? So maybe mm-hmm. I pick two of the cars and those are the ones that I move or whatever.
So do they qualify to buy their dream home while they still own the current home?
So they have the lake home.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
already done. They have the house. They want to buy the townhome to be able to fix the house so that it's ready for sale. And they don't qualify numerically for all of it, but it's just too much. It's it's enough to make you want to throw up how much the outgo would be. It's too much.
Okay. So let's just start with the outbuildings, because that's a unique part of what you're saying, and mm-hmm. in collections. And I'm just going to tell you, for you collectors out there, and I'm also guilty and, you know, of doing it. It's pressure. It's unnecessary pressure. You collect, Ms. Shannon. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen your collections, but if you were going to sell your place right now,
it's hard to go through that. Mm-hmm. I've got to get rid of some stuff. You got to pare down.
You either have to pare it down, or you need to containerize it and put it someplace.
Let's use my mom as a better example. She is also a collector who's in her early 70s.
Okay.
And so she's to the point that she told us we can't give her any more presents because she needs to get rid of and pare down the things she already has.
Okay.
And it was overwhelming. So she's like, I don't need anything else in the house.
So buy her a container unit
mm-hmm.
at some storage place and let her get started. I mean, we're joking, of course, but these are the kind of adulting kind of gifts that really help, or buy them help of somebody that can come and sort, whether that's a professional organizer or just somebody that can help do things. Because mm-hmm. what happens when, and this is from years of experience watching people go through this, where somebody who's an outsider will take an item and it will get designated immediately for a specific container. Or the owner will set, they'll look at it, and 15 minutes will have passed and no decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is why it's memory based.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they get hung up on it,
mm-hmm.
because
right.
they can't move past what that means to them, mm-hmm. this particular item.
Yep. It's all emotion.
Yes.
Right.
And so this is something that we do. We help folks that are downsizing, that are going through these exact things, so that we can move you from where you are to where you really want to be. What's the point of having an additional house when it's not serving you anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And it could serve a new family,
right.
a new group of people mm-hmm. that very much want that particular type of property.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win when you actually let it go.
It's hard. It's
difficult.
It.
We know.
We acknowledge mm-hmm. it's hard.
And so why do Dave and Nancy want to buy a townhome when they have a lake home?
because Nancy doesn't want to move to the lake home, which is about an hour and a half away from the city because she's still working.
Mm-hmm.
So she works from home a lot of times, but she goes into the office sometimes and she's just not interested in a 3-hour commute. Can't blame her. Middle of winter, I wouldn't want to be driving that either. So, and she, it's city that she drives into. So it's just, it's that pressure just makes her shut down and doesn't want to even have anything to do with this.
Right.
Like, nope, you're going to have to wait. No, well, that's not good either because Dave...
He's ready to go.
Dave's ready to go. So now what are we going to do? Divorce over this? This is silly. Don't divorce over this, people. There are answers.
Yeah. We just need to get rid of the in-between house.
We do.
And so that's too much house for her for the amount of time.
And that's what we've determined.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
But the thing is, the thing it always comes back to is unpacking the existing house and finding a place for these things to go.
Right.
We are like the baby boomers are finally like, you know, anywhere from 60 to on up,
right? Mm-hmm.
Whatever the cap is. The baby boomers are the ones that we're counting on to move so that we have, you know, more property for the next
ample
generation down.
People.
And a lot of them are worried about it and not moving.
Well, you know, it's difficult the older you get to go through these things. Do it while you still have the energy and the chutzpah to do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I watched my in-laws do it. And they were too old to be doing it, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And they were on a time crunch. There's not really anything worse than being, you know, older and having something so pressurized as having to sell a house and get it staged ready. There's so many moving parts that go to that. And that's where we can help you. We can help you come up with solutions, find solutions for you so that we can get you from point A to point B. All you have to do is call. And that number is 651-578-2218.
All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to be continuing this conversation about how you might be able to make it to your lake home. We'll also be happy to take your calls. The number is 651-641-1071. Be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I am Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also here with Shelly Ferris from Nations Lending. We do still have time for you to get your voice into the room. That number is 651-641-1071.
Okay, so folks, we know we ramble sometimes here, but there's some joy and some information in the rambling. And the thing that I think that I most want people to take away is that we have been we've been with you. We've been with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
We've been with your aunt as they are going through this transition. Okay. So this is not our first rodeo. As we were talking during the break, we're all dealing with our own parental issues,
right?
Of them, you know, being frustrated, but not really knowing how to manage that, to the point where, you know, we don't want gifts anymore. Stop giving me that cheese.
Right.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
Stop buying me cheese.
Yeah, no more cheese.
Oh, man.
Just like my deep freezer's full of your cheese curds.
Just when you think that cheese is a safe gift. No, it's not. No room in the fridge for the cheese.
No.
But in all seriousness, we understand clutter. We really sincerely do. And we have resources for you if you happen to be going through that or if your family member is going through that. Whether that's pre-planning before you need to be in any type of assisted living, or if you're just starting to think about that. And what I find is people kind of start to think about these things about 57.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
I like that you have a number.
Yes.
You too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's when y'all start thinking about this. That's when I notice it. Anyways.
I'm early.
Yes.
I'm like, I need to get rid of some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
You're an overachiever.
Yeah.
If you're younger than 57,
let's go.
Then, you know, you're a planner.
You're
okay.
Right.
We love you.
Yes.
We love you. Okay. And also, too, we have referrals. I want to make sure everybody knows that, that if you, like Dawn, need a referral for another state, for yourself or for a relative, we have referrals all over the country and all over the world with the RE/MAX network. So if you need that, text us 651-578-2218, or you can call that number. We like to talk. And I also want to, before we head into the break, remind everybody how to shop for property, and that's viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. All right, Shelley. So the steps that your friends, Sue and Dan, that they need to take, the first step is, of course, meeting with you.
Yes.
And how do they do that, Shelley?
So it's Dave and Nancy. I just want to clarify that we're not talking about our new people.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Fair enough. Yes.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. So, yeah. So what we did was we sat down and talked. Okay. So that's the very first step, guys, is you have to make a phone call to myself, a loan professional, so that I can do some math for you. That's really what it comes down to. And we took their income and we took what all these debts were going to be. The property on the lake. What's that payment? The other debts that you're currently paying monthly. What's your current house payment? What's the new townhome payment going to fit in there, including the association fee? And we did the math to make sure that there was going to be enough money left over that they could even live, they could breathe. And what we came up with was that's just too tight. I can't live like that. That just makes me feel like one shoe drops and I'm out.
Everything falls
so
apart.
Exactly. Yeah. So for them, it didn't make sense to do that. So for them, they're going to move to the cabin for the summer. So she's going to do some long distance work mostly, and then come in. But it's summertime. It's not winter that she's going to be driving these roads. Knowing that there's a deadline, the goal is to get the house on the market by mid-June. Hopefully it'll sell by the end of the summer.
Gotcha.
And then they'll buy the townhome. And now they're still left with only two real estate properties. And this is going to work beautifully for them. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, right now, I can see because I'm friends with them on Facebook. They're getting rid of stuff.
Good
for
them.
They're posting things. Here's a picture of this. Who wants this? Who needs this? This is how much I'm paying this. All of those things to be able to get downsized so the house looks like something somebody would want
to buy. Congratulations to them for actually moving forward that is a big deal.
Uh-huh. It's a huge deal, and it's nice to be able to have a plan. You know, I think that some people will freak out over two house payments, but three might be a little bit much most folks.
And then with everything else. I mean, your car payment, your credit cards, your utilities on all those properties.
And just knowing
just
that something might come up, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And so that's how they get a hold of you, Shelley, is how?
My cell phone's the best, 612-839-6918.
Okay. So when folks are downsizing, one of the challenges that I see that they have is knowing where to take things. And what do I do? So I recently met with someone who had inherited handmade clocks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Handmade clocks. And this is something that is extremely difficult to figure out what to do. And, you know, the best thing that you can do is try to find a resource that would take those sorts of things. If you have family members, won't take them. And
the second thing is I would hire an appraiser that works with an auctioneering company and have them that do specialty sales like that, maybe.
Yes.
That might help, too.
Yes. And, you know, we have seen people that have you know, the frustration is just taking it to, you know, the junk.
Yeah.
And that's really hard. And I see a lot of that with pianos. You know, that personally hurts my heart to think about a piano going to the junk. And I have placed a few pianos in my career, you know, calling around and saying, hey, do you know anyone who would want this, that, or the other type of piano? And they're beautiful. So the heartache that we see is real. It's real. And very, very difficult to do. Okay. So, Shelley, let's talk a little bit about, you were mentioning during the break about two different programs for first generational homes.
Oh, yeah.
And how that they're a little bit confusing. You might confuse one for the other.
They absolutely are, because they're called the same thing, first generation down payment assistance money. So there are two programs. You folks may have heard of this out there, but you may not be aware that there are two programs and they're very different. One comes out of Minnesota Housing Finance Agency, MHFA, your standard down payment assistance program. That program allows that you only have $1,000 of your own money invested in. You can get up to $35,000 in down payment assistance. It is forgivable. However, in the MHFA program, 50% is forgiven after 10 years and the other 50% after you've lived there for 20 years. The likelihood of that ever being forgiven, the likelihood of you living anywhere for 20 years is pretty slim, folks.
Right.
So the other program allows for it to be forgiven, the $35,000, 20% of it every year of the first 5 years. So you live there 5 years and the whole $35,000 is forgiven. So that one has its own idiosyncrasies, though, mm-hmm. that make it maybe the other one is better because you only have to have $1,000 of your own money invested. Whereas this one that I was just describing, that it's forgiven in the first 5 years, you have to come up with your own initial down payment money.
Okay.
So if you're going to do a 3% down program for conventional and you buy a house for $300,000, that means you need your own $9,000 before you touch the $35,000 to put as additional down payment.
Gotcha. Okay.
It can be a gift. It can be out of 401k money. It can be your savings. You can get an Uber job and save it up. I don't mm-hmm. care how you get it. You got to get it yourself.
Yes.
And on FHA, 3.5% is the minimum. So these programs are very different and I would love to describe them to you. So please give me a call and we'll see which one fits for you.
Right.
So it's not just that you have first generation, that you've never owned a home before or nobody in your family, but if your parents lost a house to foreclosure, you also are eligible for this program. So give me a call, 612-839-6918.
Right.
Okay. So Shelley, let's just revisit everything that you unpacked for your friends that yes. have the lake home.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we sat down, we talked about debts and we talked about timing and they brought all their bills and we wrote them all out to make sure that we were considering everything. Because if you're not going to sell your house, the other thing you have to kind of think about is where am I going to come up with the down payment for the new house then
right.
if I don't sell this house? So we had to talk about taking money from 401k and then that would be being paid back monthly out of your income. So now your income is a little bit lower because you're paying that back. There were so many moving parts
right.
that we just had to take. I don't blame people for not knowing how to maybe make that all work because
yes.
it's lots of things to consider. And they hadn't thought about, oh, yeah, oh, well, we can just get an equity line. Yeah, you can totally get an equity line. Now that's a new payment that we have
right.
to consider. Now we have more debts. So all of that stuff, a loan officer hears, like my ears perk up when I hear equity line because
yeah.
That's going to enter into more money outgo then. So it's just something to, there's so many pieces to consider, folks.
Right.
It's too hard really to do it on your own. If you're really serious about it, give us a call.
Right. And it does seem that it's incredibly valuable to have people like you put the pieces into play instead of you going, it's too complicated, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's like, you can. Somebody else that knows all the pieces, though, can just do it a lot quicker.
Okay. So when they met with you, Shelley, like, what is the one thing when people are doing this that stands out to you that you see over and over?
The thing that I really see over and over again is just how surprised they are at how much outgo is going right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they're not thinking about that. They're not thinking about their monthly bills right now and stuff. They're fine. They're comfortable. They go out to eat when they want to. They, you know, they're not worried about their electric bill. They're okay. And so when you add on this one extra thing, it can be just enough to make it tip over. And that's what they kind of found.
Okay, folks, if you're thinking about information that you need for real estate or mortgage, be sure and reach out to us, 651-578-2218 or viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com.
Right. And we always appreciate you being part of the show. You can get this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword, red hot. We'll see you next time.